Mine's called I'm Not Laughing. I saw that someone on the website proposed laughter as a topic for today. I can see the rationale. That is, if you're laughing, you can't be crying. Well, I love laughter. I love to laugh, and I love to hear other people laugh. But I'm not laughing now. I have read Agatha Christie, writing of living in London for those years, when the bombs were falling on London. She said of those years, they were the dark times. I read of Isaac Dinesen, the writer of Out of Africa, of staying inside her house while the Germans in gas masks patrolled outside her window in Denmark, and how to keep her sanity, she started a new novel. And that's how I feel. I feel we've entered the dark time now, and who knows how long it will last, and who will be hurt, and who will survive. Well, there's a bright spot. The stock market is up. All of the businesses that sell war-related goods are finding lots of new investors, for they know that money is to be made when wars are begun. Chinese stock market is also booming. It went up 22% the first day after the election. The Chinese are so delighted now that America doesn't need friends anymore. They can vacuum up all those unwanted friends for themselves. I wonder, though, if some individuals who voted for Trump recognize that only 4% of the world's population lives in the United States. That in this room, there isn't enough people for one American. The rest live somewhere else. And if we were to add the population of Russia, we would have a grand total of 5% of the world's population. 95% of the people of the earth don't live here. There's a bright spot here, though, because although we were radically outnumbered on the world stage, 60% of the exported armaments of the world are sold by Russia and the United States. Further, we have all our endless bombing capacities, and our nuclear arsenal alone should count for something. A woman at church today said that you can't feel grateful and be sad at the same time. But I don't think that's true. 100 times since Trump has been elected, I've been grateful that my grandchildren are currently too young to be used as cannon fodder in the new war games the generals want. And though the odds makers in Las Vegas should start making bets on which country of the world will be the new victim. I went shopping yesterday at Sprouts. This is the Sprouts of the endless plastic bags, where I'm always telling them I don't need so many plastic bags. Well, I do regret that now, for there are no more plastic bags, and I will have to buy small garbage bags by the box. The paper bags cost 10 cents. I tell the clerk I think that's too much, because they are only 5 cents in Seattle, where I spend a lot of time. But God, I was grateful for the fruits and vegetables on their shelves, fruits and vegetables that come in from Mexico. This is because I know in my heart that I don't want to go back to my childhood when cans of corn and peas were pretty much all the vegetables we could get in the winter. A few minutes ago, I read on the net that Trump says we are deporting 2 to 3 million of our brethren in this country. And suddenly, something that an Asian woman said to me a couple days ago began to make more sense. She said she was worried about her brother, who was now in Europe. She said he was a US citizen and had lived here for years and owned a house here. So I said, what's the problem? And she said, well, he's a Muslim. And if they ask, and if he says so, they may not let him back in. And I said, oh, that's silly. This just goes to show how naive I am. But I have my defense. I got this wonderful safety pin at my church today, the one that says, you're safe with me, even if you are different. And while I am grateful for my safety pin, I'm worried about how effective it will be.